Hello, these cards are for December 1st and 2nd, 2021, and they are all reversed, and they are the Four of Swords, the Seven of Wands, and Strength. Resistance is futile, is what I kept hearing when these cards came out, which sounded pretty ominous first thing in the morning, but when you think of the phrase breathlessly whispered into the ear of a trembling, satin-gowned 1940s film goddess by a dashing, tuxedoed foreigner in the shadows on the deck of a cruise ship under the moon, it becomes something else entirely. I find it hard to believe that either Doctors Spock or Who originated the phrase in the 60s or 70s. It just has to be much older than that, and I doubt very much originally was expressed in English. Just a hunch. In any case, our major arcana today is in the upcoming position, Strength, today in the reverse, featuring the Beast. The familiar lion taming lady we know from this card of courage and peaceful strength. She or he who so gracefully, lovingly, and gently closes the lion's powerful and potentially dangerous razor-toothed mouth is upside down, her inner beast having gotten the best of her. And she is vulnerable and overtaken. What I'm not liking today about this card, in the reverse, is that if I were to subscribe to one of the interpretations of Jennifer Reynolds' tarot readings, The New Paradigm, this would be viruses, chemical, and biological agents. Yay! There needs to be a balance between careful and fearful in these cards, which seems to be a personal, individual matter, and it's not easy. Strength is a card of control, and in the reverse, we're not feeling in control at all, because we're not. This is major arcana, and an angry beast is a major problem. This card needs to be in the upright. In the center, or at least today, is the defensive Seven of Wands. In the center, or at least today, is the defensive Seven of Wands, also in the reverse, and a Leo. Viruses aside, Leos are hard to resist, and chances are the swarthy, handsome foreigner on the deck of the ship under the moonlight is one, as is the lion, now on top of the lady who is now on her back in the grass on the Strength card. For entertainment purposes only, of course, this does strike me as a health advisory, not in the way that there is any advice here at all. This simply may be pointing out something we should take or make note of. The subject at hand, or in the foundation of the reading, or past position, which could even be talking about last night, is the sleep card, the Four of Swords, the mental suit of air, which would be Libra, Gemini, Aquarius. In the reverse, we're either sleeping too much or not sleeping enough, or dreams are waking us up. Neither being the balance that we're seeking, and often symptoms of are the cause of deeper problems, both mental and physical. So it would make perfect sense at the beginning of the layout, if we're not sleeping well, that by the end of the spread, our resistance would be down. Makes perfect sense to me. Were these cards upright, we would have rested, replenished, and restored our resistance, which gives us strength in the long run. The word of the day is anthropophobia. Anthropophobia just rolls off the tongue. It's a great one, isn't it? Anthropophobia is the fear of people, and that's a shame.